I am Coach Grover. I'll be with you on the basketball court in just a minute. But first, I want to step out of character and tell you how you can profit from the adventures which Frank Farrell, myself, and others bring to young America. The Adventures of Frank Farrell is a quarter-hour action serial based on the life of Frank Farrell and his pals at Trent High School, a typical American school found in every community throughout the nation. Frank Farrell plays fair to win square. He believes in America and Americans. Although every episode is full of red-blooded action and thrills, he sets a fine example for boys and girls. An example which wins the approval of parents and consequently their approval of your product or your business. I am talking to you just ahead of the program in the space ordinarily allotted to your commercial announcement. Now let's listen to the episode, which is a typical broadcast, and imagine, if you will, how you can tie this remarkable juvenile program to your own merchandising efforts. I'll take over the closing announcement, too, to tell you how to cash in on Frank Farrell. But here's a sample of The Adventures of Frank Farrell.
You'll recall in the last episode, Coach Grover, who was to be one of the referees in the game between Trent High and the city champions, had failed to arrive at a late hour. Frank Farrell, knowing of the contract between the coach and Big Tim, allowing Tim to put in his own referees if the coach failed to make an appearance, knows full well his team faces certain defeat. He has kept the boys of the Trent High squad off the court and has done everything possible to stall for time. But the principal of the school has ordered them to take the court and start play. Frank, working on the idea that Coach Grover has met with foul play and that a moving van parked close to the coach's home earlier in the evening was in some way connected with it, hurriedly left the school in Jim's car to search the highway leading to Garfield for his friend, the coach. As our present episode opens, Spud and Jim are in the hall outside the dressing room talking. Spud, as usual, is highly excited. Let's listen.
Well, gotcha. Of all the low-down, nasty, mean, and a million other words I can't think of right now, this is about the dirtiest piece of low-down skullduggery that flea-bitten polecat Slim ever tried to get away with.
The game isn't over yet, Spud. Big Tim's city champions haven't robbed us of this game yet.
Yeah, but what chance have we with both of Tim's referees in the game and Frank not here to play with us?
We all feel the same about it, Spud, but I guess there's nothing we can do about it.
Hey, where did Helen go?
Well, she's with her cheerleaders. They're already forced to come on the court.
Yeah, they won't have much to cheer about tonight. Gosh, I wish Frank could get back.
He'll do everything he can, Spud. It's more important to know if the coach is safe or not than it is to win this game. Well, I guess Frank thinks so. He wouldn't have gone.
Yeah, I know, but here comes trouble. Slim is sure sore because we haven't started yet.
We stalled 25 minutes already. Every minute counts.
Well, I'll say it does. Hi, Slim. Getting kind of anxious to see your boys get their ears pinned back?
Get your fellows on the court. Your principal told you to start play, didn't he?
Personally, no. Smoke said he did, but of course you can't believe everything that Smoke says, because he's always puffing about something.
Stop your stalling. Jim, your sister told Farrell to start the game. The principal told her to tell him.
Yeah, I know, Slim.
Well, then why don't you get out there and start playing? Where is Farrell?
He's not here.
Not here? Where is he?
I don't know.
He went out to get some bets on Trent High. Boy, he tried all day, but no one had any money to risk on the city chumps. He'll be back pretty soon.
Where did Farrell go, Jim?
He went down to Coach Grover's home to find out if he's asleep or just what has happened.
What did he do? Walk down there? Did he take a car? How did he go?
Well, he didn't walk.
Took my bicycle.
Bicycle?
Yeah, a bicycle. Ever see one? They've got a wheel in the front and a wheel on the rear.
Yeah, and you got wheels in your head, too.
Yeah, everybody has. Boy, but yours blew out when you were kind of young. Left you pretty badly crippled up there, didn't it?
Listen, lame brain, I don't want to hear any more out of you. Jim, get the boys on the court.
Give us 10 minutes.
Nothing doing.
You know we need Farrell to make us a good
game. Don't worry about that. We ain't going to slaughter you.
Slaughter us? Boy, you talk like the stork must have found you in the stockyard.
Spud, and here comes Mr. Williams.
Yeah, here comes Big Tim and your principal. I guess you're through stalling now.
Yep, guess we are. But we talked you out of 35 good valuable minutes, smart guy.
I'll tell the boys to take the court. Come on, Spud.
Okay, be right with you, Jim. All right, Mr. Williams, the boys are all ready. We're going to come right out on the court.
All right, boy. The principal says to get on the court. We've got a job on our hands, so let's go.
Hey, fellas, let's give out for the Bearcats before we go out there. Come on.
Rah, 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 rah.
Bearcats, 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 Bearcats. Yay!
It looks like the game is about to get underway now. Yes, the Trent High Bearcats are coming on the court. There's been a delay here for some reason, But it won't be long now before we see some action. The Trent High boys are warming up. I don't think the referee will allow them much time, however, as the game's 35 minutes late as it is. I don't see that familiar number 9 tonight. That's Frank Farrell's number. He may have been delayed, no doubt. That's the reason the game has been held up. Lots of excitement is expected here tonight, and we should see a great game. Some of our citizens feel confident that Trent High can beat the city champions, or at least give them a close game. The Bearcats, of course, are all youngsters, while Big Tim's city champions are all seasoned players with plenty of experience and confidence behind them. In the early days of basketball, it wasn't unusual for a high school team to beat one of the college fives. This, no doubt, was due to the fact that basketball was carried from the YMCA gyms into the high schools, and youngsters of that age had more real experience than the older boys who were attending college. And now the city champions are coming on the court. Well, both teams are on court and ready for action. What's this? The Bearcats are starting the game without number 9, Frank Farrell. Not so good. He was the one player everyone was depending on to help the Trent High team defeat the city champions. And now the two teams are getting into position. The game is ready to get underway. Frank Farrell's definitely not playing. The referee tosses the ball. Hank and Bob are in the air. The tip goes to Newman. He dribbles down court.
Hey, you driver, stop your truck. I want to talk to you.
Stop the truck? What for?
Stop your truck and I'll tell you.
I'll stop the truck when I get to Garfield.
But your back door is open. The furniture is going to fall out.
What furniture? What? Hey, get out of that truck. What are you doing in that truck? Come on, get out of there.
In just a minute.
You heard me. Come on, get out of there.
You come in here and quick. Who's this you've got tied up in here?
Tied up in where?
Inside your truck.
I don't know what you're talking about, kid. Is there someone in there, sure enough?
You bet your life there is, and don't try and make out that you didn't know it.
But I didn't. I swear I didn't. Who is it? How'd he get there?
That's something we'll let you explain later. Right now, I'm getting him untied and out of here.
Why, sure, kid. I'll help you. Well, I didn't know anything about this. I swear I didn't. I can't understand it at all. I don't know how he ever got it.
The game has been quite a disappointment to the fans tonight. Trent High was expected to make a better showing. Of course, Frank Farrell not being in the game is the real cause. The Bearcats seem erratic and lack confidence without him. The city champions have been taking it easy, not piling up too big a lead. I guess they want to make it as interesting as possible for the spectators without losing the game. Of course, the Trent High boys have been able to do some scoring on their own, but whenever they have, the city champions pile up a safe lead again. The first half is just about over. The city champions 28, Trent High 14. Can't understand why Frank Farrell isn't in the game. They sure need him.
It was just a hunch that I had, Coach. I saw that moving van parked when we first left your place. I had a funny feeling about it even at that time.
Well, I know, we both did. But when I saw the fellow inside of Carol's place getting the furniture, why, I thought sure everything was on the up and up.
Hey, Coach, what time have you?
Frank, I have no idea. They took everything I had. Wristwatch, stopwatch, ring, wallet. They cleaned me.
Well, what do you think, Coach? Was it just plain robbery or Slim again?
Oh, they planned it to look like robbery, but it's a safe bet that Slim is mixed up with it in some way.
Yeah, I think so, too. Wait till we get back to Trent High. We'll lay him flat.
We'll do nothing about it tonight, Frank. No doubt they've given our Bearcats a good trimming for this time, but I'm going after Slim in earnest now. Not a punch in the nose or a beating, no. But I'm going to get something on him that'll rid decent people of his society permanently. He has a record, I'm sure of that. He's done something in his past, and I'm out to find out what it is.
Coach, I have an idea. Slim is the owner of a big frame shack about 12 miles out of town. It's supposed to be haunted. Tony and some of the gang took Jim and me out there one night for safekeeping. But for some reason, Slim and Big Tim let us out of the place as soon as he found out. And they were very anxious to know if we saw or found anything. They even searched us. We might find something there.
It may be a lead, Frank. We'll follow it up later. But right now, get as much speed out of this car as you can. We may still be in time to see part of the game.
Right. Sure hope I get back in time to play a half or at least a quarter. Will they be surprised to see you, Coach?
These Trent High boys have really been fighting this last half. About 40 seconds left before the finish of the third quarter. The city champions seem a bit tired, but the Trent High youngsters are as fresh as they were at the start. They've been putting up a stiff defense, too. The champions haven't been able to score at will as they were in the first half. The score, city champions 36, Trent High 22. It looks like a cinch for the city champions, however, but Trent High won't be able to overcome the lead the champs have already piled up. A new player's coming in for Trent High. It's... Yes! It's number 9. It's Frank Farrell. All but too late. The quarter is just over. Well, we'll at least see Farrell in action during the last quarter, but I'm afraid he's too late to do any good. Score city champion 36, Trent High 22. Too big a lead to overcome, I'm afraid. Too big a lead.
Hello, Tim. This is Slim. You shouldn't have left so soon. The coach and Farrell are back. They're playing the last quarter now. Yeah, Farrell's in the game. What? Sure, we had to let Grover go in as referee. We couldn't help ourselves. Yeah, we're in the lead, sure. But that bonehead trick of yours, telling Curly to have the boys take it easy and not pile up too big a lead at the start, might prove costly. It was a crazy thing to do, Tim. I don't know what the score is now. Look, I'm going to hang up. I want to get back to the game. So long.
This kid, Frank Farrell, has put dynamite in the game. He's brought the Trent High Bearcats up from a score of 22 to 36 at the start of the fourth quarter to a danger point now of 40 for Trent High, 42 for the city champions. He splashed across and back of the foul circle, netted one-handers. He spun away from the guards to throw beautiful overhead shots. He's blasted through with that terrific speed of his and slipped leather into the strings time after time. City champs seem tired. They can't take his speed. Uh-oh, just 1 minute left to play. Can Trent High score again in that last minute and tie the score? It seems doubtful. And here they go. The Trent High fans are going wild. Can Farrell save the game in the few seconds left to play? The centers are in the air again. Nelson, champion center, tips it to Tony, number 6. That's bad for Trent High. The city champions have control of the ball and are freezing it inside the 10-second line. All they want now is to stall for time. Only 40 seconds left to play. Oh, Frank Farrell breaks in that to the freeze, and he breaks it up. He smashes in between two city champion boys. He slapped the ball free, and he made a dive for it. He's in no position to pass, but he does push the ball to Spud, number 7. Farrell speaks past center to goal position as Spud rifles to Newman. Hank and Nelson, 12 and 19, cover Newman. Newman fires to Farrell. The guard covering Farrell leaps into the air. But Farrell, he leaps higher, lifts it out of his fingers, and he fires to the basket. And the city champions player, number 6, that's Tony again. Tony pulled Farrell's shoulder while in the act of shooting. The ball rolls in the rim as the whistle blows and sinks in for 2 more points, which ties up the game 42 to 42. Wait a minute. Coach Grover points at Tony and hands Farrell the ball. Yes, sir, that's right. Farrell has fouled, and he was fouled, by the way, in the act of shooting. Coach Grover's in an argument. Well, it's all settled now. There goes Farrell to the free throw line. This can be the ball game. If he makes it, it'll be a bad night for the city champions. Eyes up to the black line. He shoots. It's good. Trent High wins. Score 43 to 42.
Yes, Trent High wins 43 to 42. An exciting finish indeed. But all of Frank Farrell's adventures are exciting. Don't miss a single one of the adventures of Frank Farrell.
Well, how did you like that? Did you notice that Frank Farrell is absolutely free from horror, shock, the supernatural, or the abnormal? Did you notice how Frank Farrell is a regular guy, one all the kids like and trust? Now, that's the secret. Frank Farrell belongs to all the youngsters, and they are for Frank Farrell lock, stock, and barrel. That's why this program is such a marvelous sales producer. That's why, when you organize the Frank Farrell Athletic Club, they respond in droves. Whether you're a retailer or a manufacturer, whether you sell cereal, carbonated beverages, milk, bread, whether you operate a department store, grocery, drugstore, or any other type of business, if you sell an article the purchase of which can be influenced by children, then this program will produce amazing results for you. The organization of the club is simple. Less detail to handle than getting up an ad. Yes, it's that simple. The adventures of Frank Farrell will put your salesman in every home. Yes, sir, a Frank Farrell listener or club member acts as your own representative, selling mother and dad on buying from you or demanding your product. Remember, the youth of today is the adult of tomorrow. Frank Farrell will deliver this tremendous purchasing power to you. The biggest results per dollar spent in merchandising history. Thank you.